It is quarter one of year one. Let's get started.
Q1 year one. I love it.
The assignments are a-coming. So the first thing we want you to do in this quarter, and we're not taking it down to the exact month, so we're giving you a little bit of flexibility if you want to wiggle things around, but a lot of these things we'll be talking about will give you three assignments for this quarter. There just happen to be 3 months in this quarter. So if you want to do one of these a month, that would probably be the best way to do it. But again, you are a free, autonomous human being, and you can do whatever you want. So the first thing we want you to do is to write three short stories. And
they get to actually write stories, Thomas? I love that.
Yeah. So right now, we are just getting the juices flowing. We're getting into the practice of writing. And in this first quarter, we want you to read a lot of books. So you're going to read three different books. And ideally, you'd read one of these books, and then you will write a short story practicing what you learned in the book you just read. So it's one thing to read it and kind of have it floating around in your head. It's another to put it into practice and then look at it and say, did I actually accomplish what I wanted to do?
So you are going to write three short stories, and word count, that's flexible, but we would suggest somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 2,000 words. That's doable, not too much, gives you enough time to tell the story, but we're not putting pressure on you to come up with a 5,000 or 6,000 word story at this point.
Yeah, this is almost flash fiction level short story writing. So right now we're just working on getting the fundamentals of grammar, the fundamentals of structure, dialogue, attribution, characters, and ultimately what you want is something that's fun and interesting to read. So as you're working on your short story, you're not just trying to get good grammar. You want it to be interesting, and finding people to read what you're writing is also something that we'll talk about.
It is, but don't put pressure on yourself to get everything perfect. There's an old saying among writers, kill the editor. And we're asking you to kill the editor when you're writing that first draft of your short story. Yes, you're going to go back and polish up, but let your creativity flow. Have fun with this. I sure hope the reason you want to become a novelist is because you love to write. So enjoy that process.
Or another way to think of it is lock your editor in the closet, because you are going to need her later.
Yes. Yeah, don't kill. Just lock in the closet.
We will get to editing here in a bit. Another thing we want you to do in this first quarter is to subscribe to the Writing Excuses podcast. So you're like, listen to a podcast? Yeah, this is not Jim and my podcast. We do the Novel Marketing podcast, but our inspiration for the Novel Marketing podcast was the Writing Excuses podcast. It's hosted by Brandon Sanderson and several others. Sanderson happens to be my personally favorite author, but they break down writing to its fundamentals, which is great. It's great. You'll learn things in each episode. But the best part of the episode for you for this quarter is the exercises. At the end of every episode, they give you a writing exercise, like a drill, and it's based off of the episode you just heard. And I guarantee you, 99% of people who listen to that podcast do not do the exercises. But if you want to get better, if you want to be the person who walks the difficult path to becoming a best-selling author, doing the exercises is going to make a difference. And it's going to be fun. It's going to keep you writing every week and give you ideas to write with. So you're not going to deal with the blank page issue. These exercises are often very focused and very driven.
And the prompt, you can do it quickly, you can take a lot of time doing it, you can write a lot on it or a little on it. We just want to get you in the habit of hearing that prompt and then letting that spur your creative juices.
Let the creativity flow.
Let it
through
flow.
You.
Let it flow.
Connect
let
with your dark writing
let
side.
Let the force flow through you, Luke.
All right. The third thing we want you to do, or the next thing we want you to do, we want you to go to meetup.com. This is a website that I am just in love with. I host meetup groups. And here's what's cool about meetup. Social networking can be very lonely. You are there alone in front of your small glowing screen in your hand or on your lap. And you are interacting with other people who are alone in front of their small glowing screens. And it's very sad. And you're all pretending to be cooler and more interesting and less lonely than you really are. And it's like, look at me. For this one split second, I was around another human being and we took a picture together on my own telephone. And let me share it with you. Meetup is a social network based around real life interaction where you are actually in the physical presence of another live human being. Believe it or not, there are other people on this planet who also like writing. And there are, in any given city, if you live in a city, probably a dozen, if you live in a big city, dozens and dozens of writing groups focused ones, general ones, fiction ones, nonfiction ones, marketing ones, craft ones, all kinds of writing groups. So for this first quarter, we want you to go meetup group shopping. If you've ever gone church shopping, it's kind of like that. So you're going to go to different meetups, the ones that seem interesting on the website, and visit and see if you like them. And here's what's cool. You go to meetup, you put in your zip code, and you put in your interests, writing, novels, etc. And it will find the groups for you, and it will give you a list of meetup groups in your area based on your zip code. So if you live in the suburb of some big city, it's going to show you other meetups that are close to your suburb and connect you that way. Also, there's other cool meetups. I'm a part of a board game designers meetup, which is totally super nerdy. But you know what? It exists. If you want to hang out with other board game designers, there's a meetup for that. If you want to learn Spanish, there's a meetup for that. But remember, we're focusing on writing. So we want you to find at least one writing meetup so that you can have other people who will look at your short stories and where you're looking at their short stories and you're getting feedback and you're getting encouragement with other authors.
And so your goal in quarter one is to find a meetup group that you want to go to consistently. So with that in mind, we challenge you, or your assignment is to go to at least five meetup groups. And you might go to one and go, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm going to go four more times during the quarter. Fantastic. But it might take five different groups or six different groups until you find the one that really fits you.
All right. So now let's talk about some of the books that we're going to read. In this five-year course, we have a lot of books for you to read, and they're more reading early. So earlier in the years, you're going to be doing more reading. And as the years progress, you'll be doing less reading. So in this quarter, we have three books for you to read. The first is Elements of Style, which is a book you may have already read. And Jim, I'm sure you can talk more about this book and why it's important. But it's one of those books that is at every single writer's conference on every single book table. And it's kind of like one of the de facto books. And one of the things I like about it is it debunks a lot of myths about what good writing is. Because the essence of writing, according to Elements of Style, is that you're clear and to the point and understood. It's not about flowery language. It's not about big, long, convoluted sentences. It's about your reader actually understanding what you write.
This is definitely a John Wooden book. By that, I mean there are fundamentals in here that you need to learn. Any of you that are into jazz know that great jazz musicians have this ability to, you know, go off script, right? And create these amazing, you know, you get three or four really good jazz players together, and they create these amazing pieces of music, but only because they know the fundamentals of jazz so well that they're able to go off script. Same thing in writing. You really have to know these rules like the back of your hand so that you can break them in the right way. The Elements of Style is that book that sets a foundation for you to do everything else from that point.
It's very focused on writing good sentences and good paragraphs, and which is, you know, kind of where you have to start.
Good sentences lead to good paragraphs, lead to good chapters, right?
Which is like, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side.
The dark
but instead,
side.
It's like good sentences lead to good paragraphs. Good paragraphs lead to good chapters. Good chapters lead to sales. So, anyway, my Yoda voice is not very good. So that's the first book we want you to read.
Rude, and you are.
Yeah.
Mine's not good either.
I know authors who go back and reread this book. It's almost like the Bible. It's like this, like their daily devotional. Constantly reminding themselves from the Elements of Style. The second book we want you to read is How to Write a Novel Using the Snowflake Method by Randy Ingermanson. Now, this book is kind of a bigger picture. It's a great companion to Elements of Style because it's more about the structure of the book and the big picture of the book and how to build from that small piece and kind of spiral out using this metaphor of a snowflake, which is like a fractal. Which is like the essence of design of like most things that exist in the world. It's like you look at a seashell and it's actually a fractal. And it's a very popular book, and it's a very simple, approachable book, and it's not too long.
Some of you know Randy. Randy is a friend of Thomas's and mine. And you know that old saying, well, I'm not intimidated by the guy. It's not like he's a rocket scientist or anything. Well, Randy is a rocket scientist. And he is one of the most brilliant men I've ever met. Randy's brilliance is the ability to take things that are fairly complex and make them accessible for the layperson. And he has done this in this book. Now, some of you, I need to address this. Some of you are pantsers. Some of you are plotters. The pantser says, I'm just going to write and let the thing flow. And the plotter is, no, I've got to get the whole thing drilled down. I am a pantser, but I will tell you that I'm very familiar with the snowflake method, and I studied it and I learned how to use it, because even if you are a pantser and this is all going on in your mind, I guarantee you studying this book will help you in terms of structure. Again, before you go off all freeform, know how the structure works. So I guess I can't recommend this book highly enough.
Yes. And again, to be a best-selling author, you need to understand both the pants seat of the, and when he says pantser, that's jargon for seat of the pants writers who just kind of sit in front of the blank page and start typing and hope good things happen. And, you know, there's some famous pantsers like James L. Rubart and that guy who writes The Horse, Stephen King. Although I will say most authors, most successful authors are from the outline perspective, because you're able to generate books faster using the snowflake method, which if you're wanting to be a profitable, well-fed author, generating books faster is a great way of increasing your revenue, because you don't have to increase the number of copies you sell. You increase the number of books that have that number of copies that you sell.
And the reality is most people who say they're pantsers, and I'm among them, are a hybrid, where we use kind of a combined method. And again, this book will help you become that hybrid. If you feel like you're a pantser, it will help you become even stronger as a pantser.
It'll also help you with structure when you're troubleshooting a book and you're trying to figure out why it's breaking down in the middle. Once you understand kind of the overall structure of a book, it will help you fix it, which leads us actually to our third book, which is Plot and Structure by James Scott Bell, which is another excellent book about... So, Elements of Style is about good sentences and good paragraphs. How to Write a Novel with the Snowflake Method is about how to start with a little idea and kind of spin it out into an entire idea that's well-structured. And then Plot and Structure is about that ultimate big picture. So if you kind of think about those little videos that you watch of like from space and it zooms down into somebody's face or it zooms out, this is that. So we're starting little and then we're zooming out. And at the end of this quarter, if you read these three books and don't tell yourself, oh, I can skip this because I'm special and I'm a good writer already. Don't skip it. This is the fundamentals. This is wax on, wax off, learning how to become a good writer. I guarantee you, especially as you write your short stories and do the drills from writing excuses with what you've learned from these books, you're going to see your writing change before your very eyes. It's called deliberate practice, and it really does work.
And finally, in reading these books, grab the yellow highlighter. Seriously, grab it. Use a pen. A lot of you are probably ebook readers. I would encourage you to actually get the physical books, because these are books you'll go back to again and again and again, pull off the shelf, see the yellow highlighted portion, and it will apply in year one, in year two, in year three, four, and five.
Although you can highlight in an ebook, and you can see other people's highlights too, so you know which
I know you can. I know you can, but I'm going old school here. I'm just saying there's something tactile and powerful about pulling that book out.
Back in my day, books were something you could smell. They didn't have buttons and knobs and batteries.
Well, they were heavy because they were all made out of stone.
All right. So that's quarter one. We hope that this is helpful for you, and we will see you in quarter two.